Happy Valentine's Day. This coming directly from the heart city of Valentine, Nebraska. Mike and Kim Burge with the good stuff. Thank you to all of our radio stations that carry the program so we can reach all of you people who get back to us one way or another. Share stories, tell your own stories about the fun of listening to the program, whatever it is. We appreciate it.
Operating from Cupid's home office.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
Yes.
And immerse yourself in the world of ranching with Tri-State Livestock News. With comprehensive coverage on cattle, horses, rodeo, and all things agriculture, it's what ranchers read at Tri-State Livestock News out of Belthou, South Dakota. You can check it out at tsln.com. Kim, Valentine's Day trivia for you.
Okay.
The question, wearing your heart on your sleeve, has origins from honoring which Roman goddess? Juno. I'm not sure why that came out there with wearing your heart. It didn't give us the explanation on that.
Okay, yeah.
In the Victorian era, mean-spirited Valentine's Day cards were called blank Valentines.
Blank Valentines?
Vinegar Valentines is what they were called.
Really?
Yeah. So anyway, a couple of trivia things there for you today on Valentine's Day. What do you have?
It's just kind of sad to think somebody might have sent one.
Okay.
Okay, I've got a few more short stories to celebrate the holiday. My friend Mark and I work in a lawnmower parts warehouse. Somehow Mark got the idea that his wife did not want a card on Valentine's Day. But when he spoke to her on the phone, he discovered she was expecting one. Not having time to buy a card on his way home, Mark was in a quandary. Then he looked at the lawnmower trade magazine scattered around the office, and he got an idea. Using scissors and glue, bet he hadn't done this in a few years, he created a card with pictures of mowers, next to which he wrote, and I quote.
Mowers?
Lawnmowers, yep.
Oh, okay.
Yep, and this is the quote of what he wrote. I lawn for you, mower. And more each day. Mark's wife loved it. The card immediately graced the refrigerator door. Gene Hyde sent that in.
That's crazy.
Isn't that funny?
He was thinking.
He was.
I'll bet really he got bonuses for Valentine's Day.
I think he did. Okay, about a year had passed since my amicable divorce, and I decided it was time to start dating again. This is very funny. Unsure how to begin, I thought I'd scan the personal columns of my local newspaper. I came across three men who seemed like they'd be promising candidates. A couple of days later, I was checking my answering machine and discovered a message from my ex-husband. I was over visiting the kids yesterday, he said. While I was there, I happened to notice you had circled some ads in the paper. Don't bother calling the guy in the second column. I can tell you right now, it won't work out.
The guy
is me.
Ooh.
Pat Patel sent that in. That is too funny.
Here's a couple of interesting trivia about Valentine's Day. From where was the oldest known Valentine Day card sent?
Well, I'd like to say Valentine, Nebraska, but I don't think it was.
Prison.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
When was the oldest known Valentine's Day message written?
Okay, I don't know.
1415. That's been a while back.
Yeah, okay. I hardly remember that.
And did you know, Sweethearts, we talked about them on that earlier program, the little candy hearts.
Yeah.
That production was temporarily suspended in 2019. Do you remember that?
No, why was it suspended?
Don't know. Don't have the answer to that.
Well, sure.
Just the question.
Leave us hanging like that. Okay, I've got another one. How's that sound? This is contributed by Brad Wilcox. My high school English teacher was well known for being a fair but hard grader. One day I received a B- on a theme paper. In hopes of bettering my grade and in the spirit of the Valentine season, I sent her an extravagant heart-shaped box of chocolates with the pre-printed inscription, Be Mine. The following day, I received in return a Valentine from the teacher. It read, Thank you, but it's still Be Mine Us.
Be Mine Us. Minus. All right.
Oh, dang. He tried, though.
He gave it the, should get an A for effort, doesn't he?
I know it. He tried very hard.
We hope that you have a great Valentine's Day. From Cupid's home office here in Valentine, Nebraska, it's Mike and Kim Burge along with you on the good stuff. If you'd like to send something to us to be used for St. Patrick's Day or something.
Hey, yeah, great idea.
Send that to kimhburge@gmail.com. And thanks for listening to the good stuff.